The Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie in Drake Home Barracks in Edinburgh. We're linking up with Four Scots Battle Group in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Trooper Matthew Saunders. And Matthew's with the Scots Dragoon Guards. But you're actually a member of the TA.
Yes, that's right. I've been a member of this W Squadron Royal Yeomanry for 3 years, and before that I was in Birmingham University Officer Training Corps.
So how are you enjoying the deployment? How is that going for you?
Back in November, it was very hasty. We got a month's notice before I was mobilised. And then I was out in Germany a month later, meeting the regiment for the first time, which was very daunting. I've never worked with the Scottish regiment before, usually with some London regiments, so it's quite a learning curve, both in learning some new lingo as well.
Were they nice to you? Were they kind to you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Smashing. I was there with 10 other guys from the TA, so it was, wasn't on my own, but it was a bit of a steep learning curve, I can tell you.
What's the real job back home then?
Well, I work for an insurance broker out of the City of London. Been there for about 4 years as well. Quite lucky because it's a sort of risk manager. There's a lot of ex-forces there, so they're very, very accommodating when it came to this.
Which must make it a lot easier for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have a very strong British Legion set up over at Lloyd's of London, which we are a broker for. So every year we have a lot of military activities and a lot of fundraising for the Poppy Appeal. So it was almost a no-brainer for the staff there and my management to give me the time off. I mean, one of the managers on my floor, he's an ex-major in the Coast Guard Guard, so he was fully supportive for it, which is fantastic. All the work and they're sending me out sort of care packages every couple of months, just writing little notes and stuff. So it's been fantastic to get back into, looking forward to getting back into work actually in December, seeing how they all are.
What was the appeal with the TA for you?
I was involved with the university regiment at university, and I got injured, so I couldn't continue my training there. So when I moved down to London, I just transferred my army number down to a local squadron, and well, first of all, I joined that one because it was Armoured Corps from the start, and I was always interested in the Armoured Corps. 3 years into that, they said, well, there's a call-up for Herrick 14, who'd be interested? And, yeah, here we are.
And what's your role, then, within the battle group?
I'm involved with a joint QRF, Quick Reaction Force, and police mentoring multiple. So we spend a fortnight on Quick Reaction Force out of Lashnagar, and the other 2 weeks involved with going between various different local police checkpoints, the African National Police, and doing things such as basic rifle drills, protocols and arrests, as well as map reading and that sort of thing, and just making and doing joint patrols of them, both with dismounted and mounted, just to sort of convey our support with them, and also just to show the locals that we are, that ISAF set up a presence there as well.
And have you found during the deployment that the reception that you're getting, both with the Afghan National Police, but also as importantly with the locals, has that grown in strength as the time's gone on?
Oh, absolutely. You counter the odd sort of negative civilian, but generally we're having a really good reception here. Get all the children out on the streets waving and saying hello to you. I mean, there's some young children here for absolutely fantastic English, which I guess is a great step for the local education as well. Their English is fantastic, and you really can have a good talk to them about what they do, how they feel about ISAF and everything. And generally, it's been extremely positive. And the police are always pleased to see you because it gives them a chance to practice their English as well, which is always good.
And if the opportunity came up to deploy again, I know that you're still in the middle of this deployment, but if the opportunity came up in the future, is that something you would jump at?
Well, absolutely. Probably give it a couple more years' time, but knowing what I've learnt from this tour and the reception I've got from the guys from Scots Green Guard as well, which has been fantastic, I would definitely do this again. I'm not sure my employer would like to hear that, but I'd certainly like to give this another go.
Anyone you want to say hello to back home?
I'd like to say hi to Stuart and Yuta Saunders, mum and dad who are living in Berkshire, and also all my friends from Parsons Green, and all the boys I know from Wellington College and University of Birmingham. Look forward to seeing you in October.
Really good to speak to you, Matthew. Thank you for your time today.
The Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM. With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.